Welcome to Jump in the Turnstile. I'm Timmy Taco, flying solo for an intro. This is the Where Were You series, where we recap an episode from our archive and see what we did in the past. So I think today's episode is called Jeff's Hooks. And it features Timmy Taco, me, Jezbot, the other guy, and Danoz Direct. So here it is. Enjoy.
Brando's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
Welcome to Jumping the Turnstile. I'm Jez Bond.
I'm Timmy Taco.
And I'm Danos.
Well, let's try again. I'm Jez Bond.
I'm Timmy Taco.
Yeah, I'm Danos.
Not going to get it out of him. That's right. I tried to lift the spirits because, you know, Okay. Everything that's been going on.
No, can I tell everybody what's been going on? I've been setting up and you guys have never been in a band / studio situation before. You think you're fucking top shit, don't you? You sit down, you go, where's me mic? You know what I mean.
Valvoline.
Yes. No, but you do a great job every week. Every week, apart from last week's episode, which we do have to apologize that we'll be coming out. There's some technical issues that we're just trying to fix. But we'll be coming out late. And we'll be talking about things that happened like 2 or 3 weeks ago, but it doesn't matter really, does it?
It doesn't matter. It's just going to be fixed and edited and whatnot, you know? Stuff that you cats don't know about. Okay. Me sitting here for 4 hours trying to make you sound good.
It's not working.
No,
actually, I sound velvety. Like a Valvoline ad.
Yeah, and the reason we keep referencing Valvoline is that I've walked in today and lo and behold, Timo sent me up with the golden mic.
I'll try to get to the golden mic.
Valvoline.
Which is a lot different from the golden shower.
It is. Which you've become somewhat accustomed to.
Only in...
warm, wet, different. Yellow, different.
Only in survival situations.
Yeah, so how long... What is the marker? Like, you go, fuck, I'm thirsty, can't find no water. How long do you go... before you go, right.
I'm drinking piss.
I'm drinking me piss.
Have you seen that movie 127 Hours or whatever it was?
Oh, yeah? Yeah, where he's got his old...
Hand caught.
In a rock.
Yep. I think he went a fairly long time.
Okay.
I think you want to try to get to it before it turns dark.
Cloudy. I think he was even attempting it once it had gone through once, twice, maybe thrice.
Three times a lady.
Yeah.
Because I heard that. I heard that idea that if you do get to drink your piss,
yes,
and then you piss it, and then you drink it, and then you piss it, and then you drink it, sooner or later it becomes paste.
Good time.
Do you think put it on toast?
Do you think that's where the idea of Colgate came from?
Hopefully, yeah. I die before I...
I'm not sure that was a great, kickoff to the episode.
Yep. Well, we're all drinking rivets. That's a good piss, isn't it?
Actually, it's approachable.
It's all right.
Yeah.
So, Australia Day. Did you get the day off, Dan Oz?
I did.
Did you get out your old bloody Aussie flag? Stick that around your neck like a cape?
No. You know? No, but I did... number one, jump in a pool.
Yep.
Number two, drink beer. Number three, play a game of backyard cricket.
Yep. Number two, drink
number
beer.
Number four, abuse Snagger. Quite a few people.
Sausage? What do you mean abuse people?
Oh, you know, just you know.
No?
No, that's not...
Oh, you were at an event where you were saying slang.
Something
piss
like
off
that.
Your bloody wanker.
Yeah, something like that. So, all in all, good day. Mm. I did cop a wet ball back of the head that hit me in the front of the head. Chock.
What's a chock?
Wet ball back of the head. Chock. I think it was Comedy Company. Fast forward.
No, that's... who's the guy with the bald head? Carl Barron. I think that's a Carl Barron bit.
Is it?
Wet ball, chock of the head.
Could
back
be.
Of the head, chock.
Could be.
Okay.
I didn't celebrate. It seems to be... just watching a bit of the media, seems to be the levels of celebration.
Bit on the nose.
Bit of celebration levels are going down for Australia Day.
Yeah.
I do like the getting that frisbee with the Australian flag frisbee. I like a bit of cricket. Snaggers are like drinking piss, like you said, out of an Esky. I like getting sunburned like everyone else.
Yeah, and no one wants to get political about it, but just change the fucking date.
Yeah,
Jesus,
this is what I was talking about.
Who gives a shit?
We need a public holiday. We need a public holiday in August.
That's what I was saying. Back end of the year. We're really light on public holidays back end of the year. Good old Dan Andrews came through with the goods with the public holiday for the grand final
Look. No, don't go there.
Anyone who enshrines into law a new public holiday for a fucking footy match is okay with me.
It's bloody Aussies. Bloody Aussies.
That's all it takes.
Yeah. And now if we could just get the 4 and 20 pie tax down to a minimum, then we could all have
Oh, yeah, a little bit of 4 and 20 pie controversy. I heard it was all kanga meat.
No.
Wasn't there a stage there where they were going, yeah, it's kangaroo meat?
I think it says 100% beef.
It's definitely 100% beef.
But 100% beef at McDonald's is just the name of the company.
No. What you're not clarifying is what part of the beef.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to say the back hole of it.
Yeah, it's definitely lips and arseholes.
Yeah.
The front kissing bit and the back shitting bit.
Yeah, that 4 and 20, you know, like when you get
Why is it brown?
That little grits, the grits in the pie.
Then like, you know you're getting it. Then you know you're getting
it. Because if you eat a nice beef burgundy pie from the bakery.
From Granny Mae's.
Granny Mae's bakery. Definitely no grits in it. It is just dripping.
But just on that though, in Chinese cuisine, the ligaments, the intestines, the chicken hearts, the neck meat. Mm. These are all highly sought after and celebrated ingredients.
Okay.
And we've just grown up on just
choice carts.
Prime carts that have just skewed our respect for animals.
You said celebrated. So if you go, kids, it's necks, hearts, livers, and all the other things you say, they go, yay. So it's celebrated.
I'll tell you what, I've been to China quite a few times now. In fact,
you really must go.
I identify now as half Chinese. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, the idea of tucking into a bowl of spicy pig's intestines actually excites me.
Will you also say, I love the leader? Continue.
Question over here. I have my hand up. You didn't actually address me.
Sorry.
Tim got in for me. He put his hand up after me, but
I'm close.
I just want to know, like, because I see the chicken feet and the chicken hearts down at Tazzo, mate.
Yeah, I do see that too.
And I do want to explore, because I'll eat any kind of meat.
I think I'll go a heart.
Now, what do I do with the heart-os? Is it a fry pan situation and that's a base and then you're putting rice? Or is it the hearts give you the flavour, you bake them?
Do you get stock out of them?
I've had them a few different ways. Mm. I think there is an art to cooking offal. and
to make it not awful,
but I'll tell you what, hearts,
well done.
Hearts on a fucking skewer. Stick,
straight
and
up
over the coals with a couple of spices on it.
Okay, and now bang, you say it off. Like that, I'll try it. Yeah. I'll definitely try it.
Like, never seen a man eat so many sheep's balls.
I got to tell you, it's chewy, which
backs it off a little bit. For
me. Is it the
squid meat of the land?
It's like the fish, the chicken of the sea, prawn of the land is chicken.
The chicken heart is chicken the heart squid is, meat of the land.
Is the kebab
land.
Of the island?
I know exactly what I'm
but
saying.
But I'll tell you what, okay. I do draw the line at boiled pig's brains.
What comes before that don't draw the line at? I guess heart skewers.
Yeah, I tried all those other
ones.
The they're all good.
What do you
but
do?
The brains.
What do you do with the feet?
It's the offaly flavour to something that's like silken tofu, and it. Blech.
Who's that pesky baby that shoots the
Cupid?
Arrows? Cupid through the heart. Can we tie in some kind of hey kids, we're having Cupid kebabs tonight. It's like the arrow through the hearts.
So,
can we market that? Because you know you get some pork on your fork. get some hearts on your Cupid arrows.
Well, that's, we can work. We can work. Can that. We?
Well, let's workshop it.
Okay, because when I hear chicken hearts, I'm thinking boiled. I feel like they're boiling them.
Nah.
I want to see them on a fry pan.
Yeah, you want to see them. Yeah, quick in and out.
It does break my little cheeky heart to go over there and see just how many chicken hearts are available to buy at the old.
One heart per chicken, many. Yeah?
Mm.
Still?
Yeah, at least. Yeah, I think they're still
that's
doing
a
that.
Lot of... Mm. To get a bag of hearts.
Mm.
A bag of chicken hearts.
A kilo of chicken hearts.
Now, what is a kilo of chicken hearts? Because it's good meat. It's about a gallon of chicken hearts. Yeah. It's $13 a kilo, I would say, or...
Oh, just get your head around this. Mm-hmm. I reckon Ingham's, a company based out of southern Victoria,
mm-hmm.
Would probably be going through 1 million chickens a month.
Okay, that's a lot of hearts. Okay. But, you know, you're getting 2 feet per chookie, right?
Yep.
Now, what is the deal... You got to fry them up so they're... Right?
No, you can
What's
do...
What's in a chicken can, foot? What do, kind of no, meat is in a chicken foot?
Shit.
No, it's like cartilage and ligament and...
And sinewies.
No, it's actually quite good. It's quite good.
It's
quite good.
Sinewy.
You can pickle it. You can braise it.
And you can use little things to pick out the other chicken
heart. Yeah,
little
claws. You've got to work on your tongue muscles because getting around those... tiny little bones. Yeah, that's good.
I do.
That's good. That's perfect. That's perfect.
I do the
I showed him my tongue exercise. And
I do the alphabet to exercise my tongue.
Do you?
B.
You spell them out.
Yeah.
Where did you hear that?
Cleo.
Okay. Because I was going to say, that's some bad fellatio.
Yes.
Just, I don't know, spell out the alphabet with your tongue.
I.
Nice.
Yes. Moving on into the future, we're going to need to eat all parts of the meat. I'm going to endeavour to go down to Tazzo Meats and try out offal meats.
Yeah. Do you know what? I take ordering the kids over to the Chinese market.
Yep.
And say, pick something you've never seen before or that you would not want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not that you would not want to eat, but that you're willing to try.
Yep.
You know, squiddos, spicy squiddos. You got spicy squiddo chippos. You got spicy chips, squid flavor. You've got all that. I'm sure if I told the kids it was chicken hearts, they would not want to do it.
Yeah.
I think they would say if I did chicken skewers, we don't like, there's something weird about this.
Yeah, the chicken skewers.
I don't think I can trick him. I think you have to get your head ready. Yeah. Get your head in the game.
Do you know what I have to order each time I go to a Chinese restaurant?
Mm.
As a little side entree dish?
Yep.
Chili pig's ears.
Chili pig's ears.
Mm. Now, how do you feel about the DNA of the pig getting real close to the human DNA in the brains and the ears?
Yeah, what
and
is going on there?
Don't try and put me off pork. It's just never going to happen.
I know Mythbusters chuck that dead pig in the car to simulate a corpse.
Yes.
Because it rots at the same rate and it's relatively the same. You know, like if you're going to shoot guns into something.
Same organs, same flesh.
Yeah, you want to shoot him into a big pig, as it was.
Yep.
And it reacts the same kind of way.
Mm. I just think it's a waste of bacon.
Now, you can't get rid of the smell, I think you want to say. Like,
you can't get rid of it.
It's a dead body smell.
The smell of death.
Never comes out. Yes. And we're naturally repelled by the smell. Because you don't want to be one of those people that go, yeah, it smells all right, I'll take the car. And then every time you're trying to go to squash practice, everybody in the car is going, what the fuck is going on in there?
I
didn't smell nothing.
I need to meet your squash partner friends.
Okay. Thinking about starting badminton. And did you know? Here's some facts.
Yep.
Badminton, big one of those centres there.
Are you talking about big badminton?
Big badminton is moving in. I've got one in Glen Waverley.
Do you know why?
One on Rickety Road.
You live in Glen Waverley.
Yeah, but I never knew that badminton was such a popular Asian pastime.
Now you do.
I would have said... Ping pong.
Yeah, you check out the Olympics results for about the last 20 years, mm-hmm. and I can guarantee you, it was either a Lee or a Wu or a Ming that came away with the gold, not followed by silver and bronze.
Okay. They must be Westerners, silver and bronze.
Yeah, not a Jacobson. Not a silver.
Well, I thought silver and bronze was their surname. Right. I thought that's where you're going.
Yeah, so we predicted, you know, it was an easy predict. Mm. The second cancellation of the reopening of the Japanese 2020 Olympic Games.
Oh, the Olympic Games are carved.
No, they're not. Are they?
Yeah, that's what I read.
I've read that everything's proceeding as per
the plan.
I guess it's depends what news source we all.
No, like, I was reading that off my reliably fake news from my phone.
Yes.
When today?
The other day. 2 days ago.
Okay. Yeah. 2 days ago, I was definitely reading that it's proceeding on schedule.
Okay. So what I think, right, is that we're in this matrix, and then the articles I see are the same articles you see, except they got different titles. You know what I mean? Because we only read the titles.
Olympics
the
on, Olympics off.
All right, while you guys, you know, all right, waste your time amongst yourselves, I'll look it up.
We'll go Olympics. Favorite sport in the Olympics, winter or summer, and in any time in history, that's fine.
Well, I think, isn't breakdancing coming in this year?
That's not, because they're not having the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
No, let's say breakdancing would be your...
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. But it's cool that it's in there. And
Seven years. You suck 7 years as a cock, don't you?
No.
Yeah, you love them. You think that they're real.
Daniel is a guest.
Seven years. And you go, yeah, 7 years. That's reliable. True. No. Right? 7 years. Tokyo Olympics 2021 cancelled due to Japan's coronavirus.
Fuck off.
Tokyo 21 cancelled. Due to Japan's coronavirus, State of Florida offers to host 2021 Olympics.
Hey, what are you guys?
Yeah, do it, because that'd be very interesting. I want to see if, and all I typed in there, Danons, was Olympics 2021 cancelled.
Interesting.
I'm just going to take a quick.
That was 4 days ago, so you may be more up to date than my phone.
Rivet.
And that was 5 days ago, so that's about when I saw it. So maybe you've heard something since then, but.
You guys argue amongst yourselves while I go get us beers.
Yeah, that'd be
good
great.
Idea.
You know, second shelf down, Jez bottle. I want two, thanks, buddy.
The problem with the Apple News feed is that the sport-related articles are like a good 25 flicks down, and there's nowhere to search. Is there? Is there a search?
No, Google. I'm just going through Google.
Sport. Classic, here we go. Sport.
Tokyo Olympics unlikely to go ahead in 2021.
Not losing our time. IOC insists Olympic Games will go ahead.
Okay, so can I just say, right? Is it what article is that on your list?
That's Sydney Morning Herald, published January 28th at 5:31 a.m.
Okay, so what I was looking at was from 5 days ago. Okay, but. Did you type in Olympics 2021 cancelled?
No, I just looked at my news feed.
No. Don't listen to that. Go into Google and type the same thing I want. Because the test here is like...
Yeah, it does the same.
Are they giving you a different algorithm? Which is different to the... Which is different to the rhythm method.
3, 2, 1. That's the rhythm method right there, boys.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you get me one?
What?
Here's one I prepared earlier.
1, 2, 3.
Frequently asked questions from NBC.
Yeah, there you go. So,
24th of March, 2020. What are we in? 21. That was a long time ago.
21.
Yeah, I'm not getting anything new.
Yeah.
24th of March, Japanese leader told reporters that the games would not be cancelled and will be held.
As long as you're vaccinated.
But that was last year. 11th of Jan, 2021. The games originally supposed to be held on July 24th to August 9th were postponed after several countries said.
Mm-hmm. No bloody way. We're not going over there.
Well, look, clearly you're getting a different feed to what I'm getting on.
Washington Post. Tokyo Games... will be cancelled rather than delayed again, says IOC.
Podcast. Legends. Yeah, so that's once again, We predicted the first
which
one.
Which is your main point here.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Before March, the first time we went, there's no way they're going to do a bloody Olympics. No. How are you going to do that?
Yeah, it's just...
Logistically, it's quite a challenge.
Olympic-gistically?
Well, we struggled. Yes. We struggled. Oh, well, we're currently struggling. Thank you. We're currently struggling with getting tennis players in for the Oz Open. Yeah. But Olympics is a whole... other level. And
people would go stir
Novak
crazy.
Have you heard Novak's list of
Australia's most sexiest
Novak Djokovic, world's number one or two player in the world, mm-hmm. Put this list of demands to Tennis Australia, saying, we want private fucking houses with tennis courts so that we can practice and
anywhere in Turak. Yep.
Yeah.
Check.
Just basically being a huge douche and got absolutely shit panned on Twitter and other social media.
Yeah, it's like the new great. Rock stars, because we're not getting rock stars here. So the sportos that are allowed in are allowed to make the traditional rock star demands, like
they made the demands, but the response was, how about we rustle you up some Uber Eats and you can get a home delivery of a big bag of dicks.
Yeah. And a side dish of COVID. Straight into the bag-o.
Great.
Yeah, it's great.
If you can think of any predictions that will happen this year, why don't you write into
why don't you give us
a prediction for this year?
Yeah.
Rainbows and butterflies, everything's going to go back to normal.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, cool. Go. No, let's not hammer him down until he's actually said it.
No, I did concede earlier while we were in soundcheck, the hour and a half soundcheck, that I am more than willing to get a vaccination, and I do look forward to the day when life starts to return to something that resembles normal.
Yeah.
Having said that, though...
Let me say this.
Working from home does work for me.
Really choice.
That's good. Something good comes out of it. Too bad you're going to die. So, you know. But I'm always from that, like everyone was going on. You know, little Chris, our friend.
Sure.
He's
quite tall, though. That's why
he's not that little.
No, that's why we call him little Chris.
Like no, but he's not lefty, tall enough for it to be ironic.
Yeah, okay. So
it's just like average.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's just call him Chris for the sake of the argument. He got one of the first iPhones.
I know why you call him little Chris, because Piccoli...
Yeah.
Means little in Italian.
It does.
And now you've just said his surname.
Yeah, that's all right. He doesn't mind. It also means little sausage, I think.
And the little flute.
Okay.
That's a piccola.
Piccola! Isn't that a thing? I think so. So he got the iPhone 1, and there's another similar story to this, but he paid something like $2,500 for it.
Sure.
Okay. And
isn't that what you pay for an iPhone these days?
On a plane.
Well, now it is, but like, think about iPhone 1 that came out.
Yep.
So now you pick up an iPhone 1 and you go, oh my God, this is the shittest piece of shit in the world, right? You would never compare it to, say, an iPhone 85.
It's like a shit river going down a shit mountain into a shit ocean.
Without a paddle.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
At the same time, Huilan bought his, and I'm telling everybody this, Matt, he bought his PlayStation, one of the first in Australia, and he paid something like $900 for it.
Sure.
Right? And then when they came out in Australia, they retailed for about, I don't know, $250, $225. Right? But it's this need to go, I've got to be the first. I've got to get the thing. I've got to do the thing. PlayStation PlayPhone 2 comes out. 3. The Bates 3000 comes out.
Yeah.
The Bates 5000 comes out on your drive home. Before you know it, you're queuing up.
I love that movie. I just don't think enough people are on it.
Before you know it, you're queuing up in a line to get vaccines every other day. I want to get 1.2, 1.3, the one where you have to get 5 of them. I want that. I'm going to get fucking 3 masks on this time while I'm queuing up for the fucking thing. And this time they're going to do anal swabs. Have you heard about this?
I did. This? Oh, I was actually hoping to bring this up with you.
Yeah.
That's new standard procedure in all testing happening in China for their latest outbreak includes anal swabs at 12 days while in hotel quarantine. And it's like...
What an incentive to tell people that you got the sniffles.
Yeah.
That's a whole new sniffle, isn't it?
But after 12 days...
That stinks.
After 12 days of being all by your lonesome, maybe
after 12 days of anal swabs, you'll be...
I don't think you get a swab a day.
No, the swabber. So you know how everyone's queuing up at Chatty and everything? Do you the classic moon out the window like the 80s dudes going, yeah, frat house city, summer break, yeah. And then you go past the, go to Chatty, person in the back sticks their moon out the window. They go up the old, scrape the base of the brain because they're still going to get the base of the brain, right? That's a big swabbo.
Yeah, but your brain's in your cock, second brain, so you go through the ass and you scrape off the cock brain and then you get a proper test, swab.
See, and this is the other thing, like you've got scientists out in Werribee up to their knees and shit going, we've got to find the COVID, it's here somewhere, right? It's in the shit. I reckon once we shit it out, be done with it. Can't we be done with that?
Yeah, man.
And when is my butthole is a sacred haven for poos.
Yeah, my choice, my body. And I say one-way entry.
Okay, so can we... how does that fall into the Catholic rhetoric of sodomy? So, like, if I'm a God-fearing... law-abiding Christiane.
Yeah, sure.
Let's just say, am I going to fight against that? Am I going to say no? That's against my religion. You can't do that.
I think that's where it is. You the Lord has to know that you're fighting it. You got to pucker. You got to squirm. You got to squelch.
Okay, so if you're welcoming it,
yeah, it's got
to
be.
If you rock up to the testing center without pants, you're pretty much
lubed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A big one of those brick sombreros that has tacos in the top.
Just on that, I'm bringing my own lube.
I think if you can believe in miracles, you can believe in the power of an ass swab.
Okay. Where can we go next, though? Future prediction. Because that's every orifice,
sure,
right?
Sure. It's the penile insertions that really gets me.
I think he's talking about sounding.
Is that what it is?
That's what it's called. Yes, but
what's
anyway, that? Continue.
How's
what's sounding?
It's what happens.
It's what you just said.
It goes hand in hand with docking, doesn't it?
And how deep are they looking?
Deep is your love? Scrapeity, scrape, scrape, scrapeity, point, scrape. What if they get Johnson & Johnson brand? Because you know those little swabs have got a little
Q-tips.
Point on the end? Those Q-tips are like a little bit pointier than the round standardized... Sure.
Cheaper brand.
I don't know, cotton tips that you get from Aldi's, you know, or Flippity Sticks, whatever you say, please. You do the shopping.
Now, if I don't... Can I ask a question?
Yes,
sure. Ask a question. I was going to ask if I choose not to, my body, my choice, if I choose not to get anally swabbed, if I choose not to have vaccinations, what will you, the people who have had them, want to do with the people who are like us that haven't had them?
For starters, no one in Australia is getting an anal swab. This is Chinese testing regime. And if someone in China tells you you're getting an anal swab, it means
you're getting an anal
swab.
At least we can rely on that. Yeah. That's good. That's good. It's good, reliable intel.
So if I don't get the, I don't want to get the swab or in Australia or the vax. Like, what would people who are going to have it, like yourself? That's fine.
Yeah,
I really don't care. What are you going to do with the people like us that don't want to have it?
Vaccinations.
Yes.
I'm going to laugh at you when I start boarding planes to go on international trips,
and
you're prevented from doing it.
And you're prevented
from going back into work, or you're prevented from your children going to school.
It's not mandatory, though. We'll cut your life at the fucking throat.
Yeah, basically.
Cool. All right, I'll have that one, please.
I'll take that.
You've been away.
Because I can't travel
you
over.
Well, you had traveling.
I can't travel overseas, so I decided to take myself and my lovely wife, 8-year anniversary we're having, so I thought I'd do...
Congratulations. Golf club.
You did it.
Good effort.
You were there, and some of the listeners were there.
I was probably the best man there.
You probably were. So we went to Daylesford, and look, I'll say this much about Daylesford, nothing about the people there at all, but it's not really a summer place. It's more of a winter... Winter gotcha. Wonderland.
Cozart.
Fog, raining, spas, fires.
Open spas. Yeah.
Like, but yeah. cozy.
Yeah. Right. Mineral spring treatments.
Here's what you don't want to do. If you can get a ding there, Tim, or is the soundboard? Probably not. No ways. Here's what you don't want to do is book your holiday when you're a bit tipsy. Let's just say pissed. Because my lovely wife and myself, Cassie, that's her name, usually do a lot of research before we hire these houses.
Yep.
Yeah, Cass is pretty... She has a due diligence.
Yes. Yep. Yes, we check for... You know, I do a Google map to see where the neighbours are.
Mm.
I see where it's situated to the town.
Can you bring the doggos?
Can I bring the doggos? You know, are we going to be able to turn the music up past 10? Mm. Yeah. All these... things that naturally you would
standardize holiday making.
Yeah. So we said, look, there's no, you can't lurk. We're going away for Australia Day sort of weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing, everything's booked up. So we just got to get what we can get. So we went on to the bloody, bed and breakfast.com. And
Airbnb.
And they put really good photos, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They've got the photos from when they first painted them.
Oh, yeah.
From when the cushions were new.
Yeah, okay. Same cushions?
Yeah, well, I don't know, man.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know, because I was apparently...
Drunk?
Drunk, and I don't remember really okaying it, but I remember okaying it like, yeah, do it, just spend it, let's do it, let's get away, do it.
Yeah.
I don't think I looked at the photos too close up and clearly.
Yep. Everything was blurry after 15 drinks.
We're sort of halfway there, and I goes, well, where's the key? And then Cass goes into the email and starts reading and goes,
That's strange.
That's strange. It says it's the front cottage of a back part of a cottage and a house. I don't park in the first bay. And so we're starting to go, oh, fuck, is this like...
A dual lock.
Dual lock. Scenario
with a door separating you, and then old Fran or Janet is going to come in the morning with a tea basket bags. Of bread and a cup of tea.
If you want tea bags, sorry, but we don't have any.
Yeah, it was kind of not like that, but it was worse.
Okay, damn it.
So we get there, and it's hot as balls.
It's very hot,
and it's like it's a tiny home, I guess. But it's like 9 meters long and 3 meters wide, split in half.
Okay.
No air conditioning. It's this old, like 19...
Diggities?
Diggity.
10, 20.
Yeah, ooh. That's my house.
Yeah, old school.
That's 100 years.
Mm. So we go, oh, man, this is fucked up. What are we going to do? There's nothing that we can't go anywhere else. This is it. Tomorrow's going to be 47. It's like 27 now. we're already really hot. So
what is that hitting my knees? Is that my balls?
What are we gonna do to go and cool off? Oh, I know. Let's go to the hot springs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Let's drink copious amounts of cold beer.
Yeah, there was the Blowhole, which is a tourist attraction.
Okay.
It's only
follow on from anal swabs.
Swabs, yeah.
It's only blowing when there's rain.
Mm.
And so it's just a dry creek bed when we went down there.
Right. It's just a hole. So there's no blow.
No reprieve.
No blow.
There's just no wind. There's no blow. There's nothing.
Right.
So I say, right, tomorrow we'll go down to the Mitre 10 and I'll buy myself an evaporative cooler. So 100.
No, so there's no air conditioner there.
No air conditioning. There was one dodgy fan.
What's the window situation?
Window situation was lacking, Tim.
Okay. Yes. So we're talking above the kitchen sink.
All right. So one window in the front, or two windows in the front of the house. One in the bedroom. One in the kitchen.
Oh yeah, old school.
Couldn't cook because we tried that the next night and it was just like
smoky dokes.
Oh my god! So I was like a fucking sauna. Like,
okay.
So we could say like, oh, I'll go get the evaporative cooler. We can deal with it tonight because we're tired and we're just.
How many days you got?
Can you pull up Airbnb and show us this place?
It's got thousands of photos. You're sending them to me for 4 days.
It was supposed to be 4.5 days. 5 days. We lasted 2 nights before we packed them up.
So you Airbnb-ailed.
Airbnb-ailed.
That's good. That was great. Finest work.
We're leaving at breakfast.
Write that one down. Right. We decided to we sit on the couch. This couch was tiny. This leather couch that was faux leather.
Oh, no.
Tiny.
Pleather.
Pleather. We're like crammed next to each other.
Final.
The TV, the antenna didn't work.
Oh, so there was no
TV. So we're just going, what do we do? What do we do? So we said, well, hey, like tomorrow, do you want to fucking bail? All right, let's fucking get out of here and go home and put the air conditioner on.
Now, can I just stop you right there? I like how he said that it was Cass that was the one that said, can we go? Clearly that's from Jeremy's script.
That definitely came from me. I turned to her. I had a very particular hot part of the evening and went, do you want to get the fuck out of here tomorrow?
Yeah.
And she goes, I was thinking the same thing.
He has a very, very forwards way of making his opinions known.
Yes. So usually it's in the form of like turning the lights on and off when the party's going really well.
Get the fuck out. This party sucks. So that was basically the steez of it. And when I'm sitting there where we've decided to leave, I start looking around because there's a guest book and it's like all these reviews of this quirky and interesting space that Vera has obviously put a lot of effort into and the eye for detail. And I started
Did you get to meet Vera?
Fucking detail. No, I didn't. I saw tits.
You saw Vera's tits?
Yes.
How old is Vera?
She's probably 80 now.
She's original owner. She bought the place.
So double as a scarf in winter.
nice Greek lady. I know I've seen her tits because she's got a picture of her and her husband when they were obviously younger and hip.
Yep.
Yeah, they're wearing this hip, cool cowboy outfit. They look kind of cool.
Was that Vera?
That was Vera.
Oh, you did send me that.
And then there was a portrait. Portrait.
Wait, go back for a second. You sent me that photo and Vera, great tits, but boy, man, she had a fucking moose knuckle going on. Full camel toe that went almost up to pussy's bow.
there was deep
denim, let's just say.
Okay.
There was a portrait of her with that, you know, obviously a nude portrait. So
with their denims out.
I put two and two together. I saw Vera's house. This is a picture of Vera. There's a portrait of it. Therefore, I've seen Vera's tits.
Gotcha.
The young version.
Yep.
So I started looking around. I'm starting to go, okay, he's saying this is a clean space. So let me just do a little bit of a Jezbot spot around.
Finger spot.
So behind the TV, caked on dust. Took a photo of it, sent it to her.
Yep.
Above the dodgy bathroom they'd built into the side of the wall, had a false ceiling.
Yeah, the toilet was on the wall.
It was, basically. So I got up on a chair and I just stuck my head up on the... just to see above the range hood and this bathroom area.
Just a squidgeridoo.
A layer of dust I've never seen before. I wrote in it, wash me.
Oh, is that what that 2020. Was?
2020.
I thought that was your bloody bonnet.
No, that was the top of this clean, quirky apartment.
Mm.
And then the...
So 2040, they're going to be taking photos of that going, this is done in 2020, it's caked over.
And then I started counting all the hooks. in the house.
You did text me and go, I think Jeff Hook built this house.
So I started sending photos of how many hooks can you see in this
spot
photo.
The hook.
Spot the hook.
Yeah.
There was 15 in that one. You thought there was 9.
Oh, yeah. 15 hooks. I had a stab at 9. Sure enough, had a crack at 11.
Mm.
15, you say?
15. Hooks on the wall, hooks on the table, hooks on the ceiling, hooks on the above doors. There was empty hooks, though, as well. Obviously had some sort of form of artwork.
Yeah, do you think, those hooks were like, you know, when you're at school and you've got your little locker, mm-hmm. and they give you one of those hefty hooks, they're quite hefty. Some of them have got 2 hooks on them.
Okay.
Yeah. If you
in like, your locker.
I don't know.
If you threw someone
against it.
I'm thinking, okay, yeah, cool. Continue.
If you push someone back on them and their head fell, they would die.
Yes.
Hook them on there.
If you will.
I would. And I would. How many hooks would a Jeff Hook hook if a Jeff Hook could hook hooks?
15.
Well, it was about 34, 40 hooks around this house. And I thought, geez, that's quirky.
For hanging art purposes?
Yeah, but there was nothing on them.
Well, that's because they're all in Vera's side of the bloody house now.
I don't know. There was hooks on the fascia board.
And the rest of them were nudes of Vera.
Mm. Yeah, with 2 big sets of hooks.
Yeah. No, the photos she's removed are her later years when they had labia years. They had evolved.
She's got labia ears.
Is it?
Yeah.
Just flapping about.
Yeah, so we, you know, the bed situation was like rank. It was pushed up against a wall, and it had wooden end bed, and then it had a side panel so you wouldn't roll out. So I was sleeping against the wall, and if I had to get up to go to the toilet, which I do 7, 8, 9 times.
Is it?
He's
brim full of beer.
I'm brimming. You had to squat up, squelch down, go through the exit, get off the bed. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, who are we?
What are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing? Because they're trying to cut down on sideboard costs.
So how did you rate the quaintness? If you were just rating quaintness, would you say this place is quite quaint? Or
quaint?
Really
not
quaint.
Not quaint enough. I just don't know what quirky and quaint is supposed to mean. Does that mean messy and small and
yes,
hot?
Yes. And you know, you've got wood panels
with none of the mod cons. Like air conditioning.
Most of the people were saying, yeah, that was great. We came up here and we sort of figured out that it was the...
Friends.
You're coming up for a wedding. So you're already in a love mood.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Love is love.
Love is love. Who doesn't love love?
Who doesn't love
love? Did it have open fireplace?
No, Dan.
It was 39 degrees.
It didn't have an aircon. So, like, we were like, okay... But you go up there for a wedding to Dalesford. You stay in the this dingy box for 2 hours, 3 hours, and you're heading back home anyway.
Yeah, so, you're at the reception.
And you would say, this is quaint. This is quite quaint.
Yeah. Did you quaint in here? Is it like that?
I did queef. So,
okay.
Let's see. Let's read from...
Well, I'm sorry to hear that your Australia Day getaway was such a flop.
Yeah, and... you know,
can I read from the guest book? Because I've got one here that you sent me.
We had an amazing time staying in Vera's apartment. Thanks you so much for your recommendation.
Shouldn't it be thank you so much for your recommendations? This is in the wrong spot.
Places to eat and explore. They were super helpful. All the best, Georgia and Matteo, which is in the real name.
No one calls their child Matteo.
So we went through, I took photos of hundreds of these things, and then what Cass and I did right at the end, like we just flicked to a certain pages, and then right at the end of it, Harriet and Matt said, like I just put underneath, and then we fucked on the couch.
Did you edit it?
Yeah, and then I put my dog's fucked on the bed.
Sorry, but I got a bit of dog jizz on the pillow.
We hooked up with some of the pub rats and had an orgy on this couch that you're writing on right now.
Yeah, because you're not going to read the guest book till about 2 days.
Vera's not.
Nah,
Vera's read it. Yeah. So
did you leave your own review at the end though?
No, we actually texted Vera and said, look,
just a bit disgruntled.
Yeah, we said look, because we couldn't be bothered getting into it. I didn't tell her how filthy it was. What we said was there was no air conditioning, and I left the evaporative cooler box in the rubbish, so they know that.
You had to go and buy one.
I had to go and buy one. It costs $105. So just go and buy one.
Yeah, okay.
They don't fucking work, but whatever.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
You got to put ice in them.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, you got to put ice in them.
Okay.
That seems strange.
It's just like putting a bucket of ice in front of a fan.
Okay.
I have evaporative cooling at home, and I find it quite delightful.
How much ice do you put in yours?
None.
Okay.
No, it's on the roof.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a bit...
Anyway, so there's
scenario,
valuable lessons, and just to wrap it all up, I think Daylesford needs to have a bit of a town meeting.
Right, town meeting.
I think we need to get some of these businesses cleaned up. I think we need to maybe put a big welcome to Daylesford, maybe archway.
Okay, that wouldn't be so bad.
You know, maybe get some
rainbow archway.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All inclusive, Dan. Maybe some avenues of give us a good plant there.
Mushrooms, psilocybus,
oak. Right, fucking good one. let's get something going because it's not enough shade. There was one really nice Italian place, you know, big building with vines and a nice courtyard. Okay. And apart from that, not the place is a shithole.
Mm. Oh, I don't know.
I think it's stuck in the 90s.
I think people go
people
for the
quirk. Quite fond of Daylesford and its little sister, Hepburn Springs.
Yeah, well, that's where we're staying. That's where this place was.
That ballroom in Hepburn Springs is beautiful.
We went to Byron Bay and they were not accommodating to tourists at all.
When did you do that?
You know, like back in the days, and like
that's the, because the, you, the thing you I, the were phrase fucking I heard 18 year old.
Yeah, but the phrase I heard up there the most was fucking tourist cunts.
Yeah, well, it's,
yeah, okay,
it's not,
well, I'm going
it's,
to go
it's
buy
not,
you.
It's not better. My brother lives there now. Jumper. And it's just fucking full to the brim with posers.
It's brimming.
Poses.
Why do they call it Poser Bay? You know that, but the main beach, the front beach there.
Yep.
Gone like the fucking Dickens.
Well, you say that, but my mum just sent me a photo from there yesterday, and front beach is looking spectacular.
What they shipped the sand back in? Yeah.
Because I saw photos of the water.
I saw it too. I think the problem is that sand moves with the tide.
Got Roger. Roger. Do you think they might have moved some sand in?
I reckon they probably did. I reckon Byron locals, they may look like bums.
Be careful.
Most of them are
rich.
Are we making sand anymore, or are we just moving it around?
I think we're just shoveling it.
No, I think we're making a shitload of sand. Or every time you deforest an area and the topsoil fucks off, and then you're getting sand and dirt.
Isn't sand...
environmental turn.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of planting tree things.
Okay,
what's the origin of sand? Does anybody know that? What are we talking about?
It's ground up bits of...
rock.
Rock and past living beings.
Yeah, it's a soil that's lost its magnetic ability to hold onto nutrients and electrolytes, isn't it?
Okay,
electrons.
It's definitely electrolytes.
Electrons.
Yeah. So at one stage, the entire ocean was Gatorade.
It's what plants crave.
Yeah. Because like they are, they're re-sanding a lot of places. Like Dubai. Thank you very much. They're making the islands and stuff. Were they dredging that sand?
Yeah,
and then
fucking
massive
failure.
Okay,
that thing
Roger
was.
That. Right.
Yeah,
and what they didn't account for that massive, if you don't know that Dubai made that sand island, you know.
It looks shaped
the
like
palm trees.
It's absolutely ridiculous. I think they bought some sand from Australia.
Is it?
Did they?
I think so, yeah.
Dubai's not short of sand.
It's the wrong type of sand.
Is it?
Wrong type of sand.
Is it?
Wrong type of sand.
Is it?
Yes.
There's not enough electrolytes.
But what they
need some Gatorade.
It's Powerade.
What the dumbasses didn't realize is that when you make a palm frond or shape of the whatever the world, whatever they were.
Yeah.
Thin bits.
The water doesn't come and go and clean out the old water, and then mm-hmm. it gets stagnant and it stinks like
shit.
Dog's balls.
Mm.
The whole, and then no one bought them, and then everyone went, fuck this. Right. And so it's just a whole bunch of sand and stinky, smelly water.
Oh, I can't believe that. Really?
No one's on those fucking things, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. They look good.
I think that
space,
was a massive.
They looked awesome.
I think there's a massive failure.
It's pretty cool. I
reckon if you can make a palm island like island, you can make pumps.
You could make pumps.
Pumps.
Yeah.
Palm pumps.
Pumps.
We'll call them.
Just cycle some water through.
You should.
And off you go.
Or just do it naturally. Don't make a big sand island.
Yeah, because it's sand island, sand palm shaped islands are not a natural shape.
No.
Otherwise, we would have seen it all over the place. Time.
Yeah.
But I was wondering about the points of those sandy tips.
Mm.
Whether they just erode constantly because it's the smallest part. Yeah. You got like a meter. Meter that way is the ocean. Meter that way is the ocean. It's like, fuck, can't live here. It's just a tippity tip tip.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like it was a failure.
I know one thing's for sure.
I'm going home to look at the
Dubai.
Okay, because I was going to say, you go home and look at it because I ain't ever go on there.
I know. I have no interest in going to
anywhere that has 52 degrees is their standard.
Yeah, you're talking about Dalesford height. I mean, Dubai is.
Yeah, Dubai hot's a whole other hot, isn't it?
Mm, dry.
Mm.
Dry hot.
dry hot heat. Oh, man, I need a Powerade.
Yeah, I'm feeling I'm thirsty.
Yeah, I'm parched.
Mouth out, rinse out.
Mouth out. You got a mouth out.
I got a mouth out.
Sounds like a sex move.
It's Ralph Mouth's sex move.
Okay. Mouth out. Well, they weren't all happy days.
Happy days.
Yeah, well, it's good. I'm glad you had a good trip.
The best part was driving home. Very, very enjoyable, the drive home going, yeah, we did it. We escaped. This is... we still had a really good time.
So, just on that escape, did you have to pay the full 5 days?
Look.
When you make a booking and then you're there and it's happening and you decide to leave early, you pay.
Well, it didn't say on the ad it has aircon. We were just too stupid to read. Okay. Yeah. So this is the thing. We could have bailed from that hut mm-hmm. and probably rented a motel. We did have the doggies, so we couldn't do that. And then we thought, you know what? We only spent, it was very cheap. It was like $650 for 4 days or some shit like that. So that's cheap. But we were rinsing money. We were rinsing money trying to keep cool. Like we'd go, oh, we'll go to the CAF and we'll sit there and have some beers and shit in the aircon.
Mm.
So we're spending like, and then dinner and lunch.
Yeah.
And then more beers. Oh, and then go get some ice. So expensive. We actually saved money coming 78 home.
78 litres of Diet Coke.
Coming home.
Man, we haven't had news for a long time. Is there anything in the news?
Well, there is, but I've pulled a Jezbot. I just didn't read it beforehand. I just saw the headline and went, fuck, I've got to share that with the boys.
Okay, yeah.
So would you like to call us in? Are we still doing
it? Yeah, well, look, we've got some...
Yes, north.
East.
West.
South.
It's the news.
Oh, that's a fucking blast. Yeah.
So in news out of Brisbane. A woman stunned by a strange man pooing in her neighbor's yard. Yes. We've got another one.
We're back.
Who in the hell is that?
Sorry, my
computer was ringing.
So, these kind of stories, do you even need to read them?
You don't need to read them. What's amazing is that we go, like, it's been quite a while since you've been here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then within...
The week of your
coming here. Mm. Like, you were supposed to come last week when this probably happened.
Yep.
Right?
Properly happened.
It's pretty properly happened.
Yep.
And lo and behold, another phantom poo story.
Yep.
Yeah, is that a caught on camera kind of scenario?
Is that a corn?
Yeah, this
camera?
Is a this corn is a camera. This is a caught on camera, and in a slight change up, didn't seem that fazed by the fact that this chick was recording him taking a shit.
Yeah, do you know what? When you're in the mids, when you're in the middle of a...
mid-stroke.
When you're, yeah.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, he gotta go. Because he's gone the...
He's going.
He knows the cameras are everywhere. He's weighed up the option. He's gone. Yeah, when you just...
He's obviously a tradie, because I've heard this from Jeremy before. He brought his own toilet paper.
Oh, so he knew what he was doing then.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd say it's a vengeful poo.
Yeah,
it
is.
I don't think it's a vengeful. I think, fuck, yeah. I've got to bust one out.
I've got to bust one out. Think I might duck to a toilet where I get the toilet paper.
Or behind a tree. Or a...
No, but this is the thing. He's gone to his car. He's got the toilet paper out. And he's had a shit in the garden.
Where's he shitting? In the garden or behind the car?
He's shitting in the neighbor's front yard.
Just in the yard.
He's a tradie?
Well, he doesn't look like a tradie.
Let's just say he's a tradie, right?
He's, so he's just got a black t-shirt and no pants on.
Okay. Yeah, I'm picturing it.
He's
I'm
a barista.
I'm picturing Jeremy at his Airbnb for a black t-shirt and no pants on.
Yes, that's pretty much what happened.
Shitting.
And it doesn't look like he's doing it for some kind of revenge, because if you look at the image, it looks like he has ducked off into a corner behind a bush. I think it's an emergency.
I think it's a desperation.
It's an emergency.
Yeah.
Desperado. Wouldn't you go... If he went two hops forward, he would have been right behind that van.
And it would have been a non-story.
Yes.
But someone still would have been shocked.
A poo-anon.
I was getting there myself.
Well, it's good to see
it. Yeah, well,
so anyway, it is
it's refreshing.
It is absolutely amazing that Timo rings me up and goes, oh, time for you to get back in the pod. Mm-hmm. We're putting the band back together. The very next day,
it shows
would
up.
You believe, another poo jogger story.
I wonder how this is affecting your algorithms. Like now they're aiming poo square at you.
Yeah,
we do
know he likes to look up poo stories.
Yeah, so let's give him a feed.
Well, it's never Dan. He never looks them up. It's always you giving them to him.
No, I handed that to Dan because my internet's quite good and I didn't want Dan to have to delay there, but I was reminding him of the poo story he sent me.
Yeah, yeah, it's just
amazing.
The magic
of radio.
It's just amazing how every time I get invited into the pod, the Google sends me something about shit. Now, put two and two together and...
Then I was coming. Oh my god. Well, it's
we did it again.
We did do it again.
We actually did it.
And
again.
Now I'm looking
congratulations,
at the screen. You'll
boys.
Be happy to know so, that I can see everything worked. Right, yes. Providing that I save it.
Yes. Afterwards. And we'll have to apologize for the tardiness in the last pod. It has been over a week or two now, but
yeah, but I think these guys listening to us, you in particular right now, the one that's listening to us right now, you really don't give a shit.
Nah. Not really.
Oh, yeah. You don't give a poo as yeah. it was.
Yeah. And just as long as he gets a chuckle every
Let's keep it light.
Let's keep it 5 to 7 minutes. Let's keep it political free, Tim. Don't berate the guests so much next time.
Okay. Okay,
you did go at him hard, but luckily you've known Dan for at least 20 years now, and it's fine.
Oh, look, all I can say is it's been good to be with you.
And also with you.
Well, on behalf of Jumping the Turnstile, I'm Jez Bot.
I'm Tim Reed.
And I'm Dennis.
Peace be with you.
And also with you.
They duck, they climb, they go through two at a time.
Yo, jump in the turnstile, jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile,
leap over the turnstile.
Hop over the turnstile, and take me. He's like a ninja.
Jump in the turnstile.
And it's no small thing.
People have to jump the turnstile.
I definitely jump the turnstile.
Jump in
the turnstile.
I definitely would do it once, twice, I would do it over again.
Whenever I believe I don't have to do it, I do it, I get away because
there was no one there, so I figured it'd be easier to jump the turnstile.
I've jumped some fairs in my day.
I've definitely jumped the turnstile a few times.
Jumping.
Turnstile instead of just paying $2.25.
That little technique, I pull the turnstile back. Like that, boom, boom. My upper body's not moving. My leg.
Jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile.
The turnstile.
We are the antibacterial wipes. This don't even look sanitary.
And if you'd like to enjoy all of our episodes, you can go through our back catalogue on Spotify or any of your local podcast apps. I think that's how you say it. yeah, every once in a while we'll jump in and do a recap. So you don't have to necessarily go through the back catalogue if you don't like, because we'll probably regurgitate all of our old stuff. But yeah, anyway, that's how it is. That's how it's going to be. Goodbye.